Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We got our new friend, Sean Vij, on the show. V-I-J is his last name. Sean is the author of a new book called Moral Fiber. We're talking about some of the things that people are dealing with, some of the issues that we've got to pay more attention to. Sean, why more now than before?
Well, you know, you mentioned technology, right, being a stronger catalyst today. Starting to see the country, just look at our country today and how divisive it is, right? And so you're starting to see when these negative emotions and behaviors start to build, they compound exponentially. And that's what I've seen most recently.
Do you think social media has contributed to heating up the negative part of the debate on this? Do you think? I mean, social media has been such a great tool for a lot of people. It's been good for a lot of businesses. It's not a, you know, it's just a tool. It's like an axe or a knife or a gun. You know, it's just it is what people make of it.
Yeah, no. I was but just
do you think having that technology has contributed to that? I mean, and if so, doesn't that mean that we need to, we just need to be better, just like we don't abuse, you know, gardening tools. We shouldn't abuse technology tools.
Right. I mean, I think the real crux of it is when you were mentioning that, I was thinking there's a gun and then there's always a person behind the gun.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, it's. Technology can be it's the velocity of it and where it's going today. It can be ugly, and so that is why it's even more important to have this ethical discipline at knowing and acting on our values. See, the knowing part, we all know the values. This is not rocket science. Mm-hmm. This is not rocket science. It's acting on those values.
Are we having trouble applying these values at the speed of digital? You think that's part of the problem?
No, I think it's just the daily practice of it. I think we need to pause for a moment and be more self-aware of our actions.
We certainly need to be more conscious of ethical behavior, don't we?
Correct.
Because don't you think we take a lot of this for granted? We should no longer take for granted.
Yeah, we take it, and so there are terms. If you look at a company, back in the 80s, Enron, we have normalized the behavior, conditioned the behavior, and they call it. They've done tons of studies on it, and it's what they call ethical fading, right? So you normalize this behavior, we walk on this slippery slope. Oh, that's okay, and then the next thing, that's even okay. Oh yeah, you can expense that. And the next thing you know. You're just doing unethical behavior, normalizing it, thinking that you're doing the right thing, and you've conditioned it. They call it psychic numbing. And so you're consciously, to your point, you're consciously, subconsciously feeling like you're doing the right thing when actually you're not. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's so important to remind ourselves and juxtapose our actions with what's right.
Well, if you think about it, for millennia, if you and I had an interchange, it was face-to-face. And so I looked at you, you looked at me, and to whatever degree I felt what I said or what I did would make you respond in a certain way, that would have an effect on my behavior. I would also look at you, you look at me, and we'd feel empathetic for each other or whatever we'd feel. But now with the more digital, remote, virtual elements of life, are we becoming, did you use the word numb a minute ago? Are we becoming numb to some of this?
We can be. I mean, look, I don't want to knock, I've worked in technology. Technology can be a really great
tool. Me too.
and real great assets. It lies in also the person behind the technology and their actions and what I would say their moral fiber, their core. Their, mm-hmm. I think we were talking about it offline, the authenticity of the leadership, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from their values and what they believe in. And to me, that, you know, technology, yes. I mean, all of these things play factors. Technologies, people, processes, they establish a company's culture and behavior. And so, yes, I do think it contributes. But I think what contributes more is our mindset and what I would say our ability to have this ethical discipline.
But we do have to recognize, don't you think, Sean, that there are new things at play. There's new velocity, as to use your word. There are new tools. There's new power. There's new leverage. We have to recognize the impact that's having on our moral fiber, don't we?
Yeah, and that gets to the point I talked about earlier, the 4 D's. You know, if somebody's using these tools to be deceptive, we need to be aware of that,
mm-hmm.
and that's why it's so important. Awareness is another key factor in understanding.
You mean like having a breach by some bad actors in a major corporation and not telling anybody about it for a year or two? You mean like that kind of deception?
Yeah, that kind of deception.
Hey, Sean, I need your website, please.
It's www.moralfiber.world.
All right, moralfiber.world, and the book's available in a lot of different places, right?
Yeah, Whole Foods, Barnes & Noble,
yeah.
It's airport stores. Pick
Congratulations. Will you come back?
Yep. No, thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
And good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.